Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What are the changes to first home buyer assistance in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 9th of August, 2023.
Revenue New South Wales. Now, you know, we all, towards the end of last year, we all started hearing about the, you know, the first home buyer's choice scheme, and that'll change. And we all got the details about that. And agents were very, you know, keen to, you know, encourage first homeowners to go and get their advice from their accountant or the solicitor and read more on the Revenue New South Wales website and making sure that they have all the right information for that. So, you know, that all became really important. However, we had a change in government and that assistance program for first home buyers changed yet again as of 1 July this year, so just a couple of months ago now. So, less than that, a month and a bit. So when we talk about home buyer support, so we have the Home Buyer Assistance Finder on the Revenue New South Wales website, and it has the updated existing home buyer initiatives on there. Now, the Revenue New South Wales site has all of the links, all of the resources that may help agents to share information with your prospective home buyers. So with the Assistance Finder, so it's a new online tool because everybody's starting to get confused about what's in, what's out, what's there. Is there some money to be had if there's a grant? Now, that's different again. And there are different limits on the property in terms of the affordability schemes that are there. So, you know, the Assistance Finder looks at the First Home Buyer's Assistance Scheme. It looks at the First Homeowner's Grant. So, you know, and then we look back at what the First Homeowner's Choice Scheme was. So any first home buyers with contracts exchanged on or after the 1st of July of this year, so not long ago now, they've now expanded. The financial thresholds have expanded. So under these revised thresholds, eligible first home buyers purchasing new and existing homes after that date of 1st of July 2023 will receive a full exemption from transfer duty or stamp duty on purchases less than $800,000 or a concessional stamp duty rate for purchases up to $1 million. So, you know, there's the limits, the thresholds have changed on that now. So that access to the first homeowner's choice have now closed. They closed as of the end of June. So purchasers who exchange contracts before the 30th of June 2023 have up until settlement to opt into that first home buyer's choice scheme and pay an annual property tax instead of that upfront transfer or stamp duty. Now that was a program that, as I said, only available for about 8 months. And it was changed as of the 1st of July. So that program has ceased, so no longer available. So what you need to remember as an agent, it is not, absolutely not your role to give advice about these various first homeowner schemes, the assistance, the thresholds, but you do need to have the information. If you're going to be a professional agent, then you need to have the information at hand to be able to say to, you know, potential first home buyers that there are different schemes available. Get onto Revenue New South Wales, go and talk to your accountant, your solicitor, or whoever is advising you around this to make sure that it relates to their individual circumstances. Everybody's circumstances are different, which is why, you know, someone who's not a financial planner, an authorised representative under an Australian Financial Services Licence, they cannot give financial advice. So that means real estate agents cannot give financial advice. And yes, you can certainly give out facts, you can refer people to websites, and you can definitely tell them, go and get your advice from your accountant or your solicitor, and then make the decision around what you can afford, and then keep in touch with them, obviously, to check out that they are a potential purchaser on a property that you're selling, and, you know, get on with the sales process with them when and if that is appropriate. So, you know, that's a really important process to be aware of and the changes that have happened. So really worthwhile, get onto Revenue New South Wales yourself, particularly if you're a sales agent, and know what you're talking about. Know that you have the facts when you're talking about what is available without giving advice on their specific circumstances.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.